I'm Tyrone. And you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, you know your chain, pal. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve. Congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man in my set, my set. I got the man in my set, my set. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man in my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. See, no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check speed, that is who you need. Got you coming, lady, so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Wait, I'm sorry. I did it all. I think I did it wrong. Wait, oops. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hold on. I'm all off and everything. I'm sitting over here talking to the dogs over there, the TikTok side of the world. I didn't even get a chance to say what's up to you guys over here. First off, let me say what's up to the guys over here. Welcome to the show, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was talking to the TikTok guys, and I wasn't even talking to you guys. All right, hold on a second. Let me cue the music up and everything. Give me a second. I was talking to all the chat room dogs over there in TikTok side of the world, but let me talk to y'all guys, and let's get it going. There we go. What's going on, everybody? All right. What's up, everybody? It is your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. This is the Man Mindset, showing you guys game. I welcome everybody that's into the show. Welcome everybody that's on TikTok and everything like that, okay? Shout out to all you guys out there. Y'all got the lines. We good to go. We ready to chop it up. I'm the Dean. We got a great show for all you guys today to check out the show. But first, we want to let you know, this show is unlike any other shows y'all have as far as dating shows, because we are coming straight 100% original, 100% game, and we want to make sure all the information that we give you guys is 100% from the house, okay? We want to shout out to everybody that's listening to the show right now. Shout out to everybody that's going to stay into the show. But like I said, we want to give a shout out. The record was broken last night. Shout out to the 307 individuals that liked the show yesterday. You are going to live until somebody knocks down your record, okay? So we want to make sure y'all have that in check and in line. Also, what we want to say to you guys out there, this show, if you, and again, I will stress this again because people don't understand. So before you even ask the question, I'm going to keep doing it. If you want to be part of the Man Mindset, gentlemen, we ask all you guys to do one thing first. First thing I need you guys to do is go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification button, if you have any questions, number one. But number two, what we need you guys to do is go ahead and get in your car, go to your store, get a 100-piece puzzle set. Nobody on telling you this but us. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. It is very important in the connection that you have with yourself. Thank you, Ricky. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Ricky. But, guys, dump the puzzle pieces out and put that together. That's what you want. We want you guys to do if you're ready to become a student of the game. If you're ready to become a student of the game, this is what we – I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I hit it again. This is what we ask you guys to do. Gentlemen, I want to give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room, all the chat room dogs out there. I want to say thank you very much for coming into the show, and also all the ladies out there. What's up, girl? You know who you are. Shout-out to the ladies as well. Gentlemen, the thing about the show we want to do is interact with you guys. So we ask all you guys out there to go ahead and take notes. If you have a question, put a Q in there. That means if you have a question about anything, if you're texting a woman and you're having some problems and you don't know what to do, put a T in there. Let us hear the text message. If we need more information, we will ask you. But also, we want you guys to call in at 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. We ask all you guys to come in. We appreciate everybody in the chat. We're giving a shout-out to those that are listening on Instagram, those that are listening on TikTok, those that are listening on Facebook, those that are listening on YouTube. We want to shout all you all out and give you all some love. Matter of fact, what I love to do, what I love the most before we even get into the show, I love receipts. I love receipts that we got. I got receipts from somebody, and I want to take a moment, and if I can just grab his receipts, I'm going to have to put it on another. Let me see if I can put it somewhere else. Let me put it here. But I know what y'all about to say. No, Steve, that's not the right thing. Hold on. I got you. Let me see if I can do this real quick. We're going to add the receipt. All right, I think he gave me three. All right, he did give me three. Can I load up three? Good, I can load up three. But matter of fact, let me load up. Because I know y'all seeing the thing. I didn't even change this banner, so I will change it for you guys out here. But before we start this, I want to read this to you guys because this is the power of what we show you guys and how you guys can get women and how it's not as difficult as you may think it is. But we got you. No, K-Dog, asking about chess. No, this is not about chess. It's a chess. It's a different type of chess. That's on another kind of level. But let's go ahead and give me 1 second. Let's post this up. No, game is something that's going on in your mindset, okay? That's what's happening with the game, and that's what we want you guys to see, okay? But let me see here. Why won't it let me? Well, I don't care. Let's just pop this thing up. So let me see where the – okay, so I don't want to get – let me get to the beginning of this. I want y'all guys to see what y'all see right here, okay? Now, this right here is a post of somebody. I want y'all to see that. I have to – y'all can read it, but I'll read it with you guys. I don't want to pull out my cake glasses to read this, but let's go over this all together, gentlemen, and these screenshots. First screenshot is LOL. Wait, let me see if that's right. LOL. Okay, it's the first one. All right, he's even got it numbered for me, so thank you. So what he is saying is, I appreciate you playing that game with me, Jules. I will be sure to make my stories – a little longer in the future, but I enjoy finding different ways to turn you on. Okay, that's what he's saying to the woman. Now, the woman is giving an emoji. Okay, that's cool. Let me see. Is this – okay, wait, excuse me. Yes. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's the third slide. I'm sorry. Let me get to the first slide. I'm sorry. LOL word. I know, Jules, I got game, and I want to play with you, but I don't know if you want to play. She says, I like games. He said, what I want you to do is I want you to tell me your favorite room and your place where you can play. Whoa, okay, where you can do things with yourself. Creative. So, okay, his problem, okay, he kind of messed up a little bit, but it's okay. He's trying, but he got a great reception from her because what he's saying is he's telling her, then we'll pick a night where you're free, have your toy and your fingers ready, call me. And I will tell you the story why you imagine the toy is me. She then says the living room couch, okay? So she says the living room couch. Let's get to number two, gentlemen, real quick for you guys. Slide number two. Let's go to slide number two, gentlemen. Slide number two. Slide number two says the couch. She says, sounds great. What night are you free to release some tension and stress? She says, Friday I'm off. Okay, this is leading and guiding. He's saying, Friday at 12, call me. She said, yes, sir, with a halo over top. Okay, Friday, 11:47 p.m. at night. Do you still want to play our game tonight? She said, yes, sir, at 12:30. Okay, got it. Just call when you're ready. Yes, sir. Okay, guys, this is how easy game is for a lot of y'all guys. A lot of y'all guys think that what we're teaching you is bad or you can't do it yourself. But let's get to the last slide to show you before we get into the show topic. Okay. The next one we have right here is where he's saying to her, let's go over this. Okay. He's talking about, all right, now after it's all over with, okay, now he sends her the message. I appreciate you playing that game with me. I'll be sure to make my stories a little bit longer in the future, but I enjoy finding different ways to turn you on. And then she says, you just speak in my language all the time. I love it, and I appreciate you. See that, guys? All you guys out there thinking women don't do this. She says, I appreciate you. And then the last text message, he says, it's a great feeling to be able to express my different side. Wait, to express my different sides to you, and hope one day you have. Hope your day have been well. Also, excuse me. Sorry. Then this is the part that I want to read, the most important part. Look what she said. I appreciate the thought and energy you put towards it for sure. You're great. I look forward to your stories. Naughty thoughts of me. My day was well, just tired. How was your day? And gentlemen, this is what can happen when you learn game, because a lot of guys out there don't have game to even talk to women this way. So I want to make sure that what we're talking about and what we're discussing, that a lot of you guys can overstand and understand where we're coming from. You got a question, gentlemen? Y'all have the lines. The lines are open. If you want to call in, the lines are open. We got you covered. Any questions that you have, make sure you put a Q in there, guys, in the chat. I got you covered. TikTok, if you guys have any questions. I have not opened up Instagram questions. So if anybody on Instagram have not opened up questions to you guys, but I will set that up. Well, I'll have that open, because if you have questions, I want to make sure I recognize you guys as well. All right, so let's get into the show. All right, guys, all my dogs out here, shout out to you guys. A lot of guys always ask the question. They say, Steve, where can I start to learn game? And as I teach you learning game, I teach you that you must start with your puzzle pieces, because that's the communication that you have with yourself. It's always got to be the puzzle pieces first. All right, that's the number one thing. We always talk about puzzle pieces. That's number one. But now what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the construction mindset. Your construction worker in your mind, the one that is going to create the blueprint on how you move and how you live your life. Your construction worker. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. So if we're going too fast, slow me down like I've always said before. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask, because I don't want, I mean, I got to keep going, but you know, if you miss it, you just have to catch up. Okay. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. And if you have a question, go ahead and ask. Okay. Every day for many of you guys out here, you say to yourselves that you want to learn game and you want to know how to be good with women. But the problem is, for most of you guys out there, you don't hold any expectations about yourself that you demand that you become to yourself. Let me get this question real quick, Zay. I hope this is a good question to make me stop what I'm doing. Zay asked, I remember you saying you're a geek and nerd, sci-fi. Do you express that side? Well, no. You know what? Yeah, well, I don't necessarily express that side. They see it because if you see my Facebook, if you see my Instagram and stuff like that, you'll see I'm always talking about that kind of stuff. And what is great about it is that they love that. They love that side of you. Never be ashamed of who you are. I'm never going to hide my fun side. This is what, this is where I get the sexual creativity from. So why kill that? This is where I get it from. So I want to make sure that it's understood that you guys don't ever, ever give up that side of you. Great question, sir. Great question. And let me know the shout out of the like so I can go ahead and make sure I give them thanks, all that like the show. But let us continue. But what I'm saying is the expectation for yourself. See, as a man, I have certain expectations, not only for myself, but everything that I want to do for and to myself. And whether you guys realize it or not, you don't understand, expectations are not expectations if you don't follow through to what it is you expect. 409, I'll bring you in 1 second. See, most of you guys daydream and fantasize, but you call those expectations. See, when you think about things and you don't necessarily follow through to them, those are daydreams. 409, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, Steve, I won't keep you long. This is Ronnie, and I'm from Texas. And all I will say to this is you can't cheat the game. I ordered my puzzle piece, and I put the puzzle piece together. Earlier in this live, you said the first step in learning game is the puzzle piece. And what I would encourage every man out there, if you want to learn this game, definitely put that puzzle piece together. The things that were going on in my mind when I threw the box away and I started putting the puzzle piece together was simply amazing. And I found out a lot of things that were going on in my
yes.
mind. It helps me to
yes.
realize that a coach or a mentor is not to be your friend, but a coach is there to push you and to stretch you and to shorten
yes,
the gap in where you want to
yes,
go.
Sir.
When I was putting this puzzle piece together, I was trying to do it my way. But I remember
yes.
what you said as far as putting the puzzle piece together, as far as, you know, start from the edge. And Brother Steve, when I started doing that, things began to come together for me with the puzzle piece. I don't care if your mentor says, if he knows he's right, if 2 + 2 = 5, 2 + 2 = 5. You get what I'm saying with this. But I went from doing it my way to doing it the way the master of this game, you, was telling us how to do it. And like I said, it all came together, man. Glory and blessings to this game. It was simply amazing. Just want to thank you. Definitely looking forward to taking this thing further.
Yeah, yeah. Don't thank me. I thank you. It's not, again, I appreciate it, but this is not about me. But I do appreciate it. No, please don't say I appreciate what you're saying, but that's what's separating for us. We're not a coach, you know what I mean? I want you to be a single-minded man where you free yourself of all that red pill, not to say you're on that rhetoric, but all these guys out here,
right.
they don't game, you know what I mean? But you're getting it, man. I appreciate
right.
you, young man, all right? All right,
man,
Johnny,
I appreciate that. One last.
Yes, sir.
One last question. As far as coaching now, what do I need to do? I need to shoot you an email, or how does that go about working?
Yeah, just shoot me an email, and we'll set it up. Yeah, just shoot me an email. Just shoot me an email, and we'll set it up, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, salute. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a wonderful call. I love that because this is what this is all about. But let's get back to what we're saying because it kind of connects to what he's saying right here as well. All you guys is listening to me. Most of you guys fantasize and daydream because your expectation influences your life. And what you guys don't understand is you have an expectation of standing still, being complacent, camping out, make excuses, being fearful, and not working on yourselves. So don't get it twisted. You are technically hitting your expectation marks. But when it comes to game, you're fantasizing and daydreaming. Because everything that you or I am trying to get you to see in yourself is a freedom that you have for yourself that unlocks your mindset, and it unlocks it internally to your core where you can see the beauty inside of yourself. See, gentlemen, the woman will not see the beauty in you until you see it inside yourself. Because the man that has that beauty is the man that can show the woman the beauty that she possesses inside herself. Because remember, I keep telling you guys, they don't know their core. They don't know beauty. They are stuck in the same prison, guys. Don't think they're not. They are stuck in the prison as well. But what I'm saying is that when you start working and building what you are on the inside, that on the inside is going to be the trigger to influence you to focus more on what it is you have to do versus what you think you should do. Ooh, wait, let's slow that down. Slow that down. Because a lot of guys will see a woman and they will say to themselves, this is what I have to be for that woman. This is what I got to do for that woman. This is what I've got to say to get that woman. And that's not the truth. The truth of the matter is a man will see a woman and say, okay, now it's go time. I know what I need to say. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do, but I also know where I need to take her. And she's allowed to say no. And she's allowed to say that she doesn't want to do that, okay? Okay? Wait, let me stop real quick. Hey, I appreciate what you're saying. But I need you to understand something. And this is where you got it wrong. And I'm going to read to the guys on TikTok what he's saying. He says, why don't I go on an E-date to show us game to improve your channel for some new content? Okay, sir, with all due respect, fuck you. And I say this with love. Motherfucker, do you think a bad motherfucker like me has to prove myself to you by going on a fucking show where I don't give a goddamn about these? What the fuck do you think I am, you? See, this is what you don't understand. Game is not for everybody. And if you think that I need to go on a show to prove myself to you or get more channel views and content, I am not a content creator. I'm happy with the numbers I have because my numbers are authentic individuals that want to learn game. I don't need to go on an E-date to prove, because you can tell with my mouthpiece and what I do, I don't need to even talk to a woman because the game, dumbass, is not about a woman. But if you think I need to go on that motherfucker to prove to you, fuck you, with all due respect. Fuck you talking about. Why are you going to E-Day to show you game, motherfucker? Every show I do is game, bitch. And if you don't understand that, sorry, TikTok. If you don't understand that, take your fucking ass two doors down and to the right, motherfucker. Fuck you. Can you believe this? He is asking the motherfucking Dean, who's been learning the game since 9, to go on a show to do what? Pander a woman and beg her? Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here. Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry, man. I apologize, my dog's on here. I apologize, man. All right. And you know what? You're right. You said I'm scared. Let me go ahead and block you. You don't belong here. Let me go ahead and get rid of you. Look, hey, some white bearded Duck Dynasty motherfucker who can't get pussy talking shit, man. Get your bitch ass out of here, dog. Jesus Christ. Let me see if I can get that bitch out of this fucking room. He's tainting the room. Sorry, brother. I don't do no bitch-ass shit. Get your bitch-ass out of here. Jesus Christ. See if I can get that bitch out of here, man. Fuck that motherfucker, man. Anyway, as I was saying before, Let me bring in the call. Air code 937. What's up, brother? What's good with you? How can I help you?
Yo, what's good, Steve? Hey, salute to you, man. Salute to you, first off. I got a question, man. I need some help deciphering this text on Tinder.
All right, what's the text? Talk to me. What's the text message?
All right, so this girl hit me up on Tinder, and she's like, hello, whatever, whatever.
I'm no, like, no, no, you know, no, no, wait. You can't do whatever, whatever. This
well,
is the problem.
Said, she said hello,
everything,
and she said my name.
Okay, she said your name, and that's all she said?
Yeah, so what I replied
okay,
with, I'm like.
What did you say? Well, what did you say? What did you say back to her?
I say hello back. What's up? So
that
the next thing she said.
Wait. Is that going to make her smile, laugh, or blush? Is that leading
nah,
her anywhere?
Stop. Nah,
no, wait, listen to me. Okay, listen to me. I'm trying to help you here. This is the problem with you surface dwellers. You're being basic. Is what you say a Mona Lisa or is it a stick figure by your reply? Tell me.
That was stick figure.
Right. So right now you're -5. Right now you have just dug yourself in a hole because you're saying basic, boring things. Okay, so you said that. What did she say next?
So she says, dying slowly, you? ?
And what'd you say?
How to respond to that.
All right, you ready? Mark this at 30 seconds. All right, what you're going to say to her is, don't worry about it. I'm going to call my paramedics. I'll be over there as soon as you shoot me the address so I can either give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, give you a look in your eye to wake you up, or put my arms around you to say that you need to stay in this world to be with me. That's what you say to her. That's what
oh,
you
say
to
right
her.
Now?
You got yeah, of course you say that right now. She say if she's dying, then I'm going to get my medical team over there as fast as I can so I can give
right,
you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Because it sounds
right,
like,
you.
Listen, it sounds like not only are you dying, but those sexy lips are dying. Those sexy eyes are dying. That beautiful body is dying, and I've got to figure out a way to resuscitate it, and the only way I can resuscitate it is you allow me to do that for you. All right, then that way, when you cook me a meal, give me a hug, or look in my eyes, you'll realize I'm the only man that you've ever met that brought you back from death, baby. See that right there? Now, is that a Mona Lisa? Or is that a stick figure?
No, that's a Mona Lisa.
Right, because what am I doing? I am leading her where I want to go. I am taking what she's saying and pushing it where I want to take it. Setting up the kiss, setting up the hug, setting everything up in that one fell swoop. But also doing it in a fun way, okay? So go back. Go. So I want you to do is go back to the 30-minute mark or 31-minute mark of the show. Write that down. Go ahead and send that. And if she replies back, hit me back on the show, and I'll tell you the next thing to say, dog. We're going to get you there. I got you. Like I say, man, this is what game is all about. You actually think I need to go on a show to try to show you that I'm a bad motherfucker? There's nothing that I can't do, guys. I'm good. So call her. So go ahead and say that, okay? Remember, your medical team. Remember, we're taking she's dying, your medical team. So if I'm breaking it down to you guys, she says she's dying. So how can I wake up someone that's dying? CPR, mouth-to-mouth, body-on-body contact. That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing her back from death, okay?
All right, I got you. I'm going to call back again.
All right, call me back and let me know, dog, and I got you covered, man. Respect to you. All right, guys, we're here. The lines are open, 563-999. 3056, if you got a question, go ahead and put that in. But this is an example. See, this is what game does. When you know game, there's nothing a woman can't say that you can't lead her where you want her to go. But it intrigues the woman. Thank you, 68 likes. But it will intrigue the woman by how you actually talk to the woman. Everything she's saying can be an opportunity, guys, when you can understand it goes back to how you influence you. See, understand this. once you begin to work on your puzzle pieces and begin to work on your core, gentlemen, of who you are, okay, what happens is you shift the focus off of the woman and you start to put the focus back on yourself where all the attention should go. And because of all of this, everything is simply movements that you must do, okay? All right, movements. And the beautiful thing about the movements is that you're showing the woman through your words, okay, that you can influence her by not being creepy, by not being needy or desperate, but you can have fun with it and show her. See, when you start the, hey, what's up, what's going on, how you doing type things, it's not going to connect, okay? Okay? So what I'm saying to you guys is, listen to me, is this. We got to get you guys to do the one thing that, oh, wait, let me see, I'm missing some of the message. We got to get you guys somewhere, hold on a second, okay. We got to get you guys to do something that most of y'all guys don't do. And that is work on yourself, work on your mind, and get yourself together for yourself. Because if you don't get your mind together, if you don't get yourself together, the game is not going to work for you. And we're telling you that right now. Because what we want you guys to understand that's listening to the show right now is that you can't move on what you don't believe in. So why can't I say the right things? Why can't I do the right things? Why can't she see me the way I want her to see me? It's just because you don't believe in yourself. When that man asked me about that woman dying, I believed in myself enough that I can use her joking in death to position myself to show her that I can reply back in a simple yet effective way to separate me from everybody else. Because everybody else that says I'm dying to her, she says to, they probably say, oh, well, wake up, don't die, or whatever. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, because most of you guys do not believe in yourself, because you don't believe in yourself, that is going to trigger a reaction from you to make and live in the expectations that you have for yourself right now. Most of you live in the expectation of beating around the bush. Most of you live in the expectation of walking on eggshells. A lot of you live in the expectation of, I am just not good enough. And most of you, unfortunately, just don't believe in yourself enough. Oh, shit, I forgot to add something. I forgot to do something. Hold on. Let me make this change real quick. Oh, Steven, I messed up. Hold on, give me a second. I gotta add something to my studio. Or did I make the change? Let me see something real quick. Give me 1 second, gentlemen. Let me see something. I forgot to add something. Give me a second. But guys, if y'all want to call in, the lines are open. Let me see if I did it. Yeah, I did it. Okay, make sure everything is set. Okay, everything is good. Okay, everything is good. Okay, we're good over here. So what I'm saying to all you guys, if you have a question, go ahead and ask that question. We got you covered. Chat, we got you and all this other stuff. We appreciate those that are here. But as we were saying before, a man cannot move when a man does not have a self-belief in himself. But once you don't believe in yourself, now look at how it works. When you don't believe in yourself, you create expectations. See, everybody is under this false narrative thinking that expectations are always positive. Everybody wants you to see the good side of the coin versus the whole coin from both sides. And the crazy thing is, thank you 78 likes, is that all you guys are living the expectations that you have for yourself right now, and you don't even realize it. You expect yourself to fail. You expect yourself to make excuses. You expect yourself to beat around the bush and not really talk to women, because that's what you believe. Because remember, I keep telling you, the way you see the world and your reality by how you believe, or excuse me, not believe in yourself, changes not only your perspective, but it changes your perspective of what you see that woman as. It changes your perspective of how you talk to the woman. It affects all the decisions that you make. It affects your attitude. It affects your behavior. It is an influence that you have created. The woman has not created that, okay? They have not. And I know you're new, so I'm going to let you slide, but please don't ever ask a question like that again. If you do, I'm going to go ahead and kick you out of the room. Please do never ask me that question again. Never say anything about that. You will get kicked out of the room. But as I was saying to you, brother, see, the thing about a man is that his core is always going to be his compass and how he moves and how he thinks. Eric code 757, sir, how can I help you, sir? Let me bring you in. What's your question, sir? How can I help you, brother?
Yes, sir. Because I've been looking at your videos for a while now. And
yes, sir.
I really like the content and stuff. And well, I'm trying to get to the deep root of it. If I heard you speak about get your puzzle pieces together, get your shit together, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to overcomplicate it. So I would like to ask, like, what would be the first step after that? Like, I'm trying not to overcomplicate it.
Okay, what would be the first step after that? Well, have you done step one? No, right?
No, sir.
So then you've already failed. You've already failed. I mean, don't waste your time here. This ain't for you. This is how your mind fucked you over. First off, you were told to do something. You didn't do it, number one. Second off, your mind screwed you over so bad, you're looking at learning how to add and subtract, and you can't even count to 1 to 10 in this game. So you've already failed, big dog. You don't really want to learn game. I'm not looking at you. I'm listening to your behaviors. The fact that you've been listening to all that other stuff, you've been wasting your time. Because you're never going to be a student if you don't get off your lazy fucking ass. You are lazy. But see, that's the expectation that you have. And that's what you understand. Your expectation is being fucking lazy, shiftless, and camping out. And then so lazy, and I say this with love, my brother, so lazy that you want to skip a step because you feel that you're better enough to skip the step, and you have just fucking failed, big guy. I mean, again, I understand if you're 18 years old, but you don't sound 18, which then begs the question is, what happened to common sense, man? If you're told to do something, why not just do it, brother?
Yes, sir.
No, it's not about yes, sir. No, listen, I'm not mad at you. Listen, this is not for me to be mad. I'm not mad at you. I'm just being honest with you. You guys, you see what we do. You see the results we get. You say you want these results, but the expectation is I'm going to lie to myself and say I want to grow. I'm going to lie to myself and say I want to be a man. But then when it comes time to be a man and you ask the question, well, I didn't get my puzzle pieces. I'm not trying to overcomplicate. What is complicated about telling you every show to get off your lazy ass and go get a puzzle piece? Is that complicated?
No, sir.
Come on, big dog. I'm just saying, man. I know. And then listen, I'm not trying to get on you, but I'm saying this is why y'all guys lose, man. There's nothing in you that says I want to be a student of the game. You can't say I got game when you're not a student under a master. Doesn't work that way. And if you're trying to get where I'm trying to get you at, you've got to get off your lazy ass and follow directions. That's it. That's it. This is kindergarten. Is you all right? You have any other questions, brother?
No, sir. That's all.
All right, respect, man. Good call, brother. Throw you back in. 302, what's up? Then 757 next. Damn, I'm getting a lot from Virginia. All right, 302, how can I help you, sir?
What's going on, Dean? How's it going today?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
All right. So I've been working on the homework for the conversation course.
Okay, but don't ask any questions about products. Ask other questions. We don't talk about products here. You need to get coaching for that. So if there's anything else outside of product, we don't talk about product, because I don't. That means I got to ask personal questions, which we can't do on the air. So
say no more. I'll email you.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, let's set up a session. Okay, my brother.
You got it. I'll email you right now. Oh, matter of fact, I emailed you earlier to make sure I was doing the homework right, but I'll get you again.
All right. Respect to you. Respect to you. Thank you. We'll throw you back in. Area code 757. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Peace. How are you doing,
So, yes, sir. Okay.
My question is, because I'm the one that sent the screenshots that you showed on the beginning of the show.
Yes. And good job. Good job.
I appreciate it. And my question is, though, like, you know, so when you, you know, talking a flavor into a woman's ear while she, you know, playing with herself and all, I was telling a story, and when the story ended, I could tell that she wanted more, but like, you know, the story was over, so I just got off the phone.
Here lies the problem. Okay. I want you to think, let's just say 1, 2, 3. Let me show, slow it down. Let's go to 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right. Think 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had Master the Bedroom, Kissing 101, Five Play, Dirty Talking, Fucking 101 back, you would be able to fill in what I'm about to talk about. Okay, so you did good. You did 1, 2, 3. But now what we got to do when you really put that yak in her ear, it's got to go from 1, then you got to go 1A, 1B, 1C, then 1A square, 1A red. You see what I'm saying? You've got to break that one down into the story. Like, all right, what was the setting? What was the setting that you had for that you were talking about? What were y'all talking about?
So the setting was on the living room, and, you know, she chose the couch. And so I told her to sit on the couch.
Okay, so tell me something that you said. Yeah, give me a little bit of the story that you said while she was on the couch.
So, you know, part of the story was, like, you know, we were sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. And since it was cold in the living room, you know, we had covers over us.
All right, stop right there. Now let's go into 1A. See, 1 is in the living room. 1A, the lights are dim. 1B, your favorite music is on. 1C, now we're going to talk about you. The sex is so thick, it can be cut with a knife. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
See, you just said we're in the living room. I mean, again, it's okay. You're just starting it. So this is new to you. So I can't knock you for that. But you're saying we're in the living room. We're on the couch. I do this. I'm saying we're in the living room. The lights are low. The music's playing. You know, you're a little bit nervous, but I know I can see the way that you smile, the way that you're biting your lip. You're anticipating my next move, but you don't know what my next move is because this is the first time I'm going to make a move on you. And as we're laying on the couch and I see the blanket trying to get you warm, I'm thinking to myself, how can I get rid of this blanket and become the blanket to give her warmth, not on her body, but also in her mind? You see what I'm saying? You see, I took that one. Now, remember, that's just one piece. But you see how I stretched that out?
Yeah, I do.
So why I'm doing that, when she's touching herself, I want her to be in the scene. I don't want her just saying, okay, I'm in the room. I want her to see it, feel it, taste it, and smell it. You see what I'm saying? I want to connect the scene.
Right. And I did paint a picture on, like, you know, I actually, like, took the time to try to type out my story, like, you know, and really, like, try to, you know, be descriptive with it.
Okay, what was the first touch? Talk about, okay, hold on. What did you say to get the first moan? What was said when you heard the first moan? Like, okay, when you heard her kind of whimper or moan, what was said at that moment?
Okay. So I was, when I said, like, I started, you know, rubbing on her pussy, like, while under the covers,
Okay, you start
reading. There was a friend.
No, wait, stop. Okay, but see, okay, remember, that's okay, but can't we be a little more descriptive? I'm taking my index finger, my middle finger, and my index finger, middle finger, and ring finger, and I'm sliding that all the way down the inside of your thigh. And I know while you're rubbing yourself right now, you can imagine it, because that's what I want you to do. Take your hands real quick and rub the inside of your thigh the way you would want me to rub it right now. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so you actually told her like what to do, like instead of just saying, oh, okay.
I'm telling her what to do. But once you get the whimper and the moan, then you ride that wave. So you shift from one wave of what you're doing, and then when you hear that moan of hers, then you know what? I love how sexy you sound right now, because that moan is telling me that you're letting yourself go. Your moan is telling me that you want me to go further, go deeper. Do you see what I'm saying? See how I shifted that? So now, you remember I told you 1A square green. 1A, you see what I'm saying? You got to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not definitely just levels to it. Yeah, because I thought I was being descriptive, but you broke it down to a whole.
Yeah, it's not. But wait, here's the thing. Here's the only thing you went wrong. Once everything was set in stone, you could have nailed it in a coffin with a voicemail or a video the next morning. I liked the text message. That was cool. But you could have hit her with sea and air at that point to solidify and reaffirm in her mind that ain't nobody like you. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but and again, the way that the sound, you know, you got to talk about the sound. You got to talk about the mood. You gotta let her know how fast she's got to go, slow you want her to go. Okay, there's something I'm going to teach in the sex membership, and I usually teach clock fucking, but I'm going to show you clock masturbation real quick. I'm going to show you a clock. See, nobody talks about this stuff, so it gets deep. I'll just give you an example. See, what you do is you tell her instead of telling her go straight in and out, right? Instead of with the dildo, right? Was she using a dildo or fingers? Mm-hmm. Who was she using?
Mm-hmm.
Dildo or fingers? What was she using?
The fingers.
All right. So then what you want to do is say, I want you to go from 12 to 3. What I want you to do is I want you to rotate the finger from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and as you insert it in, go from 3 back to 12, come from 12 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 6, 6 to 9. Do you see that? But see, now look, that's just one thing you're doing, and that's with one hand. Then you've got to, okay, think about this. You are a master conductor, right? Okay, let me see. All right. You know that guy that had, you know that guy with the orchestra, the conductor, right? So you're at the thing going tick 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 tick, and you're like da 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 da. So you gotta make sure that side does everything. The right hand, you're in control of the right hand, the left hand. You're in control of how wide her legs go versus if you want them closed, if you want one leg up, one leg down. You've got to also describe, do you want her laying down? Do you want her on her back? Do you want her sitting up? Do you want her standing up? See all that? See? And then you must conduct the way that you're saying it in her ear. See, this is how deep we are. And I keep telling you, nobody does what we do, because I'm showing you the breakdown. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you paint the picture, like, you know, when I paint the picture, I be like just painting the house, but like you paint like the living room, the couch, to the detail of the carpet, like you just.
Well, yeah, but that's all part of the orchestra as well.
Yeah,
wait. when before I step up on that podium to move the left leg, the right leg, how she's sitting, the two arms, her ears, and all that other stuff, I've got to make sure every instrument is tweaked perfectly. I got to make sure the sound is right. I got to make sure the setting is right. So when I go ahead and perform, everything is connected right. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. And my last question about it, though, is, so, like, do you keep going until, like, you know she's finished? Or, like, is it a period where you just kind of know you're done?
I like going until submission. I love submission and then a little more after that. By the time I get done with her, she's going to tell me it's all mine. It's mine.
Yeah, she started moaning at the end of my story, but, like, when the story was over, you know, I was like, you know, I appreciate you listening, baby, so, you know, I'm going to get off the phone with you now, and I thank you. But, yeah, I really got off because I really didn't know what else to say after that, so I just got to get more descriptive with my storytelling.
But that's to say you got to learn some more game. I mean, it's okay. So you did the front end okay, the during, but the aftermath is just as important as the front. Because that's the nail in the coffin, if that makes any sense. Okay, big dog? I got to grab another call, but do you have any other questions, man?
Well, no, that's it, and I appreciate it.
All right, 100, man. Good job. Area code 714, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. Hi, everybody. You know, I got a question relating to me today, Steve. And
all right, what's
here's
up,
how it is. Okay. I don't know if you know about this, but recently I've heard that in the state of California and other places, other countries, they're enacting legislation and laws where literally if you want to even, like, hold hands with a girl or put your arm around her waist or go for a kiss, you have to ask her permission before you even do that. Like, before you even would just hold the girl's hand, you almost have to say...
Okay, all right, let me ask you a question.
My question is this. You know, I'm 64. When I was younger, we just grabbed a girl's hand.
What is your question?
My question is this. How is a guy like me, who's used to just grabbing a woman's hand, going for a kiss, how am I supposed to adjust to these, to these new laws where I have to now ask a girl for permission and all this stuff? It takes the spontaneity out of it. Can you address that?
You want to know why I can't address that? Because it's none of my business. Because I don't go by your weak ass laws that they're legislating you surface dwellers. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
It's not my law, Steve. It's not my law. I don't want it to be a law. I'm talking. I've been watching the news.
What does it have to do with me when she wants to hold my hand? When she wants me to hug her? When she wants me to touch her? That shit ain't got nothing to do with me, dog. That's y'all's problem. That's why you got to learn some game, and you have to worry about that shit.
Okay, but don't you think that these laws are getting really regressive?
I don't care what those laws are. Those laws have nothing to do with me. They have y'all. That's why y'all worry. Y'all worry about that shit. Y'all service dwellers care about all that bullshit. That's why y'all losing this shit.
I'm just gonna. I'm gonna keep acting the way I'm acting, like you do. But, I'm worried about the younger guys.
No, then you fucking failed. That's what I keep saying, man. Why the fuck do you care about the next fucking man? Are you trying to sleep with
him? Because I'm 60. I'll tell you why. Because I'm 64.
It doesn't matter how old you are, man. No, it doesn't matter how old you are, man. Don't worry about these little motherfuckers. Stop worrying about people. That's the problem. You got all this emotional compassion that because there are laws for them, fuck them. If they don't want to learn game, then let them fall to the laws. Listen, conquering.
True.
Stop sitting around and worrying about shit.
I'm worried about the future of America.
No, it's the future of your America and your weak ass mind. I keep telling you, man, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your reality is not my reality. So stop trying to push your reality on mine, thinking that just because you're worried about some weak-ass shit, I got to be worried about that. I don't give a fuck about that shit, man.
No, I didn't say you had to be worried about it, but I think these laws are getting too ridiculous, and don't you?
I'm fine with them because they have nothing to do with me. Why do I give a fuck what the laws have to do with me?
They don't really have to do with me either.
Then why are you calling me about this silly shit then? Why?
Because I'm worried about the younger generation.
Then that's your feminine right there. That's your problem. You worried about motherfuckers who don't give a fuck about you. Keep worrying about it. Hey, somebody's got to do it. I ain't doing that shit.
You're right. Okay, so if that's my one big fault, so be it, you know. But I do worry about the I worry about the future of the planet and the world. All right, can you toss me back in?
Toss you back in because I worry about the future of my planet and my world and my mind. I don't give a fuck about all that silly ass shit. Air code 813, what can I help you with, sir? What's up?
Yes, sir, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, sir, I can help you.
So recently I had like a realization that like I have self-love now. Like I cut out a bunch of like bad stuff that I've been dealing with. And I'm just wondering like my next steps for like building my life. I know it's like not specific, but
you gotta have to be specific because I don't know what you're talking about. If you don't even know what it is, you failed. So what are you building? What life are you trying to build?
I cut out drinking. I haven't drank in about a week. I used to drink every day, but sorry, I'm just starting to figure it out. Yeah. Thanks for your time.
All right, respect to you. All right, keep grinding, man. Respect. I gotta keep going, but this is how game work, man. Y'all just can't say See, again, the problem is that this is why expectations are always in reaction with most of you guys, because your expectation is based off of fantasies and daydreams. As I tell you guys before, if I'm doing this for myself, I'm thinking about for me and the steps that I'm going to take. And I got to remember, I always tell you, if you're going to make this statement, and if you don't know your why to that statement, then you're just bullshitting with yourself, man. And that's what the mind does. The mind really plays tricks on a lot of you guys to make you think that you have, make you think that you want something more than what you actually have. And this is no knock on you, but it's easy to say, I believe in myself, but does one actually believe in itself when one can't even express what he believes in? So is it actually a belief? No, it's not, gentlemen. It's not a belief. And that's part of the problem. Part of the problem. Because everything that I'm doing is to serve one thing, and that's me. That's it. And for a lot of you guys, you can't serve you as a master when you're serving the woman as the master. You can only serve one master at a time. And I don't understand why they tell you can do that several, but you guys are serving women. So it's kind of like you're serving women going this way, but then you're trying to serve yourself going that way. So there's a great divide in the middle that are false expectations, because a man should be servicing himself, and then he services the woman through himself, but you guys are servicing the woman through the woman. Area code 267, sir, how can I help you? What's up?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir, how can I help you?
You can hear me? What's up, Steve? I had a question.
Can you please, are you hiding from somebody? Are you like under the bed or something?
No.
Can you talk up? Okay, you sound like you're hiding, like someone's like Jason's coming and you're trying to ask for help. But anyway, what's your question, man? What's up?
No, I said, you can hear me now?
Yeah. You're just like, hey, hello?
No, my bad.
Okay.
No, I was seeing, this is a girl, right? Like, I'm not emotionally attached I'm not emotionally attached to her.
Okay, call her, stop. Call her. Nobody, you know why you're emotionally attached to her? Because nobody asked you was you emotionally attached to her, and you automatically
I'm about to say,
but can you give me a second?
So I'm
going to tell you why you're fucking up. I'm going to let you finish, but I'm trying to teach you game where you're fucking up. You came in and say automatically, I'm not emotionally attached to her. You are emotionally attached to her because nobody even asked you that question, and you're already taking a defensive position on being emotionally attached to her. So you are emotionally attached to her. So please go ahead and finish your question, but I got to help, and not just help you, but I got to also help people that are listening to the show to realize when you say things like, well, I really don't care about her and things like you know you care about her. You're just lying to yourself. So go ahead, sir. Please continue.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but the reason I said that because, and maybe you was right, but like her head, look, I got other girls and all that, and they do it the way I like it, but her, the way she do it, though, like, it's like, I be, like, missing her sometimes. Like, and I be trying not to think about it.
How old are you, man?
I'm 20.
Okay. You understand that you're emotionally attached and you're losing. You want to know why?
Yeah, tell me.
Because she's rent free space in your mind right now. Listen how you're talking to her like she's special.
Fuck.
You're telling me this is what you're saying. I'm just saying. Wait. I'm not pulling this out of thin air. I mean, if you guys listen like I'm listening,
you're right.
All you're doing is pumping her. You're just rolling fruit at her feet. So please continue. I'm listening. Go ahead.
No. Yeah. Listen. I don't look. And it's crazy because like. No other girl, and look, I ain't going to lie, like, she look good and all that. She light-skinned. She short. My type of girl.
Hey, listen to you. You sound like a woman talking about a dress right now. Hey, girl, do you see the dress? It's this tall. It's this color. Ooh, it looks good on me. You sound like a woman right now. What? I'm serious.
You're right, I like this because you're telling me about myself. I'm learning.
I'm telling you about yourself, but I'm just breaking you down. I mean, I was saying, what is the question?
No, my question was you probably never went through this. I'm trying to
you want
to
know why
I went through
this? Because I actually had girls and you don't. You don't have women.
All right, Steve, I got so many bitches, bro.
Okay,
come on,
stop.
You can't pull that card. You can't pull that card with me.
Okay, wait.
Wait.
Let me tell you why I can pull the card with you. Because a motherfucker that has
bitches.
Okay, can I finish? You gonna let me finish? Or you gonna want to fucking tell me this bullshit ass story? What you wanna do?
How's the bullshit? You know what I mean? You calling me names and shit? You being a bullshit?
Can I tell you, or do you want me to hang up and move the fuck on? Because if you're wasting my time, I got other things to do. So do you want to fucking know the truth?
My bad, Steve.
All right, then. Let me fucking tell you why. Because only a weak bitch lies. Because if you have all these fucking so-called women, why the fuck are you crying about one?
Because her hair was so good. And I was saying, how do I, like...
Exactly. That shows how weak you are. You're weak.
It's not weak. It's just if a girl do something so good that you other girls.
Oh my God, she does it so good. She's so pretty. She's so tall. She's so light skinned. What is her light skin and her height and her stuff got to do with the fact that you're the bitch in this, dog? You're a bitch.
Okay.
And listen, all this I got women. This is why I know you ain't got women. Because a guy that has women is not gonna call it. Hey. Guys that have women don't talk this way, brother. I'm telling you. You calling me about a fucking woman just because she gave you a little dome, your little toes crinkled and curled up, now you in love with her? I know you. And then, wait, here's the great thing about it. You see how you fucking lie from the get-go and say, well, Steve, I'm not emotionally attached to her. See, I called you. You guys how good. See, I called that bullshit out before you even said it. So tell me, when'd you fall in love with her?
Yo.
When'd you fall in love with her?
Well, I mean, probably
when did you fall in love with her? That's what I'm asking. Just let me know. I mean, we already know you're in love.
No, look, can I answer? My bad, Steve. Can I answer, bro?
Dude, you can answer. Hurry your fucking answers up, dude. When did you fall in love? Just tell us when.
Probably like the last couple times, like I started like feeling
okay. All right, so you're in love, right? So you are in your fucking emotions, like we said in the get go, which you first denied before you even say anything. So why are you lying yourself
with her
about that
life?
Dog, you in love?
Okay, love her. I love what she does.
You love? Oh God, dude, come on, man, come on, dog. What she do is attached to her, man. What you talking about? You in love with the chick, dog? You sprung.
But all the other shit. But look, I don't even, she called me all day. I don't even fucking answer. When I go to her crib, that's the only time I answer.
Doesn't matter. You still cupcaking.
No, I can call. Listen, I can call a spade when I'm on bullshit. I mean, I'm trying to learn, but you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not acting like
you can't disagree with no game. You can't disagree with me, motherfucker. I told you from the first moment you said I'm not emotionally in it, I told you were. I told you before we even got to this point, because all you're doing is living a lie. You're sprung, and you're in love with an ain't shit chick.
Wait, why would you say she ain't shit though?
What's so special about her?
I mean, she cook, yo. She know how to cook too. I ain't gonna lie.
So
I wouldn't say she ain't shit because she's submissive. She do everything right, but I'm not.
Oh, so you're defending the woman you love. That's beautiful. I love how you defend the woman you love. Because if you love her so
much,
if she was so special, why don't you talk to her? Why is it that you just show up at her door and just fuck her and go if she's so special?
You said, well, I don't fuck her and leave?
If she's so, wait, you haven't even hit yet?
I said I did. What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is, if she's so special, why is it that you only get at her when you just want to fuck her and you don't talk to her at all?
I talk to her like sometimes. Listen. She's obsessed. Look, this girl's obsessed with
me. Will you please stop and listen, goddammit? I do listen. You fucking said, and everybody heard your fucking ass, you said you only show up. You don't talk to her all day. You just show up to smash.
I don't talk to her all day.
Well, then that bitch ain't about shit. She ain't special.
I mean, all right, she's not special, but I'm saying her hair is special, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And that's the
man,
part I got.
What is your question, Dweller? What is your question, Dweller, man? What's up?
Yo, now I'm a Dweller.
Yeah, what's your question, man? And let me tell you, so hold the time out. Motherfucker, I don't need to listen, motherfucker. If you know how cold I am, I already know this bitch-ass story.
I know you're
so
cold.
Not talking to you,
caller. I know you're cold.
Fuck up. I'm talking to this bitch right here. I don't have to listen to all that weak-ass shit you surface dwellers want to say. I don't want to hear all that weak-ass shit you crying about. So, ERA, take your fucking ass on, bitch. I'm sorry. Keep going, caller. So, what is your question?
No, yeah, you good, Steve. No, I was my question was like...
What's your question?
Yeah, I'm trying to like say it the best way I can. I'm saying like how do I get over that part? Like,
okay, caller, because you ain't a man, you're fucked. She will always have her thumb on your ass. You're in love with her. That means she's in your cake ass mind. You lose.
But look, not that I'm trying to act like I'm not. I mean, act like something else. But if she calls me majority of the time, and she always want to talk to me, and I don't really talk or take out on dates and trying to see her all the time, she be trying to see me all the time. And when I go to her,
you're
the one
telling me how special she is. Wait, you're the one calling me, telling me how fucking special this bitch is. And she gets
I ain't say she was special. I said she looked nice. I can't say a girl look nice. That's saying she's special.
Dude, looking nice should be an expectation. You're supposed to talk to nice-looking girls.
Wait, say that again?
I'm not going to say it again, dog. I understand. How can you do what? How can you do what? What is it that you want to do?
No, you were saying I'm
Wait, I'm done with that part. What is it that you want to do? What is your question?
I want to get over that shit. Like, how do I, like, get over
what? Get over what? Her, your love for her?
Yo, no. What's not,
kidding?
I'm not in love with her.
You are in love with her.
Yo, I don't want to laugh, but I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, you're in love with her. So when did you tell her you loved her? When's the first time you told her you loved her?
I never did. That's the thing. I never ever told her that. She told me she loved me every time.
Hey, dude, come on, man. You all in your fucking feelings.
I'm not lying, yo, Steve. I'm not here to lie to you. You're
asking me how to break. You're in love with her.
So you, all right, so what, if you want to call it that, because you just...
No, let's not call it that. Hey, call her right now. Let's hear it. Hey, call her right now and just talk to her for a few minutes. Let's hear your conversation. Call her right now.
I don't want to talk to her, so what am I calling for?
No, call her so we can see how what love is really like. Go ahead and call her.
No, look, I can record the conversation.
Call her right now. Nope. Call her right now or hang up on me. Because I hate motherfuckers like you to act like you got game and you got women. You scared shitless. Bet you
she
won't call her.
Sleep.
I wake her fucking ass up because if she loves you like you say she does, she can't wait to hear from you, lover boy. So go ahead and call her.
She just got off work.
Fuck off the phone. Y'all see what I'm saying? Expectations don't match up with behaviors, and this is why y'all lose. Steve, I got game. I got hella girls, but you know what? No, Steve, I ain't in my feelings, though. I don't really love her. Wait, bro, I didn't even ask that shit. No, Steve, no, I don't love her. I don't think about her. I don't imagine us being married or anything. Steve, I'm going to stop you before you even ask. Do y'all see what the fuck I'm talking about? Y'all think I'm making this up? Why do you guys lie to yourselves? Then y'all get shocked how I know y'all saying, well, Steve, how the fuck did you realize that? I knew it from the moment he opened his cake-ass mouth. He was in his feelings. But as soon as he said he was in his feelings, he reinforced what I was thinking. Because I never asked him how he feels. But, hey, listen to him. See, this is the problem. She ain't calling him, telling him that she love him. He on her nerves. You could tell he calling her, baby, what are you doing? Why didn't you call me? Man, why didn't you call me? You said that you was going to call me, but you didn't call me. Right, okay. Yeah, it's like 9 o'clock at night, East Coast, and she in bed. Man, get the fuck out of here with that silly shit. I'm sorry, guys. Let me continue. Guys, if y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. Lines on. We got y'all covered. Let me continue saying what we saw him. So, guys, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Why you are meeting your expectations, and meeting your expectations is why you'll never learn game, why you'll never be good with women. If you just take a moment and think, gentlemen, about anxiety, fear, lack of confidence, limiting thoughts and behaviors, okay? Whenever you guys out here experience those kind of emotions, when you're around a woman, at that very moment, you have just begun to create negative, reactive expectations. Negative. See, everybody think, see, all your life you've been told about expectations have to be positive. Nobody's telling you this kind of stuff because y'all don't even understand why you are self-sabotaging yourself through the way you think and your feelings. Because when you worry about something, when you expect something to go wrong, when you are scared of the rejection, Everything you're saying is really right in the forefront of what you are. How can a man make proper decisions and the right actions if he can't meet that expectation? But on the same toll, what he does is he becomes the negative expectation. See, which y'all don't, let me show you this how deep it is, because y'all missing it. Y'all probably don't understand how I'm saying this. Follow me real quick. The reason why most of you guys don't think you have any problems is because you're actually meeting the expectations you have for yourself. And because you're meeting those expectations, you actually think there's nothing wrong. But your expectations are not action positive expectations. They're reaction chains that you put on yourself. You guys are walking around like Bob Cratchit. Like you just got chains on yourselves. But the reason why you fight motherfuckers like us when we try to talk to you is because you can be in denial. Because you are actually hitting your expectations to A plus and master. You are becoming the master of these negative expectations. And because you're the master of those things, you just do these things without even thinking about it. And that's how deep the game is. Let me grab these two questions right here. If I'm with one girl, do I need to get side? Dude, G-Man, if you ask me another dumbass question like that, I'm kicking you out of the room, man. Don't ask me no stupid-ass shit like that. Steve, what should they do when they get, when they get them feelings, even at the start? What do you mean, what should they do? Wait, what do you mean they? Wait a second. What do you mean they? I don't understand. Hey, B, ask that question again. I don't understand. What the fuck do you mean they? Who is they? They who? What do you mean? I don't know. I need more. Just write that shit over. Southern U, game applies to everything. Game applies to everything. Okay? Nice question, sir. But what I am saying to all you guys out there, how's that a dumb question, man? Listen, dude, listen. Let me tell you something, G. You ain't getting no pussy. So why would you even ask about a side chick when you too chicken shit to even talk to women? So can you please stop asking me about multiplying and dividing or division when you can't even know and count, motherfucker? Can you please stop doing that? It's a dumb question because it's coming from a motherfucker that ain't got no game, that's soft and weak, and you ain't shit. You know I can tell you because you know you ain't. So don't ask me any man questions like you about the game and you don't have no game, motherfucker. Because a motherfucker with game would not ask such an asinine question. That was weak as fuck, dude. Come the fuck on. Anyway, like I was saying before, I'm trying to teach you guys something that nobody is breaking down and showing you. You don't realize the reason why a lot of these guys actually think they have game and all this other stuff is because, let me go to JS. Just got this girl number at work. JS, how old are you? I don't know if this, come on, dude. Come on, man. JS, please, dog. This ain't for you, dog. Dude, what? Man, please. Y'all motherfuckers here, boy. I'm not even going to, JS, please, dog. You talk to the chat room, guys. I'm not even going to. Somebody educate that motherfucker, man. Come on, man. Let me get back to what I was saying to y'all guys. Hold on, what is Bucky saying? Let me see. Let me see. Okay, excuse me. Why are you asking me about other guys? Please, go back and ask the question again. I'm not gonna answer that until you make it about you. Stop asking about other men. Make it about you, ask your question, and I will answer it. Okay? Make it about you, and I will answer it. All right? I'm talking to a few women who all have children, garden, co-parenting. Does that mean baby daddy still inside or just turn? okay, let me say something. No, but hey, BC, do the whole thing over again. Write it over again. I got to teach you right, because I'm sick of y'all asking about other men and stuff. All right. So what I'm saying to you, boxing, is that this is where you're going wrong. There is nothing wrong with messing with a single mother and smashing her. That's where it should stop. But where you're going wrong is you're throwing the ball with the boy and you're having teacup time with the girl and you're showing these women that you want to be their stepdaddy, and that's your problem. Why are you talking about co-parenting when you shouldn't be trying to be a parent? What is wrong with you, surface dweller? Why on fucking God's green earth would you have a bunch of single mothers and you're trying to be father to all those single mothers' kids? That doesn't make any sense, man. Please, what does this mean? Why are we talking about co-parenting? What is wrong with you motherfuckers? Why are y'all talking about co-parenting? Okay, if you're new to this channel, how old are you? You got to be 18 years old. Yeah, wait, before we answer this question, don't kick him out. How old are you, JS World? How old are you? Yeah, it's not his job. I don't know why he's trying to be stepdaddy, dog. What the fuck is that about? Recently, I got hired onto a company. You have any tips on how I can make myself shine besides putting in the work? Well, King V, it's very simple. You have got to play the markers on the board. The markers on the board are your bosses and your boss's boss. So you have got to not only shine as a coworker, but you've got to rub elbows with your manager and your boss to show where you can get preferential treatment to get raises at your job and stuff. Yes, you're going to have to work hard, but you got to play the game. The game isn't about hard work. It's about who you know. Because remember, just like the game, it's just everything's clicked up. So you might have to take an offer to take the, you know, hey, you know, if you're free, man, I'm going out for drinks. You'd like to join me? And take them out to the bar, have some drinks and shit on you. And then you talk to them more on a personal level. That's how it's going to up things up for you as far as game goes, okay? I am key. He says, when it comes to other people, I find myself fighting the validation. I want to better myself. How do I change my thoughts on that? Well, No, you're not going to get, wait, hold on, JS, I'm not going to rush you at 20. Just, I don't want you to lose your job, dude. That's all. Listen, if you're, again, but I am, that is the expectation that you have already reached for yourself, and that's where you're going wrong, okay? That's where you're going wrong, sir. You have created an emotional expectation, okay? You have created an emotional expectation that you've automatically failed in. When you were young, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I can tell you one that really turned me down that I got her later on. I remember when I was, let me see, I'm doing the math now. So in 1984, I was 13. She was 16 or 17, and I tried to get at her, and she shot me down. So think that 84. So when Batman came out in 89, and I was living in PG County, I went to Montgomery County, because if you go to, like, they have a mall in Montgomery County called Lake Forest Mall. I don't know if it's still there. But in front of Lake Forest Mall, they had a McDonald's. So what I did was around 89, I drove in. I went back to Montgomery County in my dad's car and stuff, and I ran up on that chick again. Now, remember, she was 3 and some change older than me. So that means in 89, I guess I was what? 89, I guess I was what? 17? I was 18, I think. 89, 18. I'm doing my math right. Wait, damn. Yeah, I was 18 in 89. So that means she was like 21. So, yeah, she shot me down, but I got her later on. But I didn't get mad because she didn't give me no play or anything like that. I just got it, man. Would you agree learning to play golf is a great asset in networking? Yeah, I would because, all right, listen. Every guy at your job has their own hobby. When I was a mail clerk, when I got cool with the upper management, I learned their habits and their hobbies. There was guys that loved golf. Some of those guys went to the racetrack. Some of those guys went to the country club. Some of those guys went to dog shows. Every guy has their own different thing. They're not all the same. Their money is the same, but they have different attitudes. So you've got to be able to make those kinds of adjustments and stuff. But what got me in was they all had problems with women. So they would get my help. See, you got what y'all got to understand is just when y'all see powerful people, you see powerful people in your job. You see the presidents, the CEOs, the vice presidents. They're powerful with their job, but they're not powerful when it comes to game. So they're always struggling with women. So they would always, when I would roll up and throw the mail, they'd say, Steve, let me show you something real quick. You know, can I speak to you, Mr. Williams, for a second? Then when I get in and close the door, he's like, dude, man, hey, yo, there's this new secretary down there and shit. You know, I'm like, okay, this is what I want you to do, man. Just do this, do that. Let me know, and I got you. Okay, I got, and that's how it worked. But when he opened that door, we went back to professional. So game is everywhere. Game is everywhere. But to answer your question, yeah, I always talk to older women, dog. I was kind of forced into older women because I had older sisters. So every time they had slumber parties, and they called them slumber parties or sleepovers. I don't know if y'all understand that. So a sleepover is when we only had a two-bedroom apartment. So I was staying, I had to sleep in the same room with my sister. So when she had a sleepover, I had to sleep in the living room. So around 11:30, between 11:30 and 2 o'clock, some girls, a girl or one or two would always come into the living room and start kissing and touching on me like I was a rag doll. So, and these were older girls, but I knew how to keep my motherfucking mouth shut. What should I do if I overthink about a particular woman I'm speaking to? Well, here's the problem. Your problem is that your overthinking is your Achilles heel. See, the problem is you're overthinking about the woman and you're not overthinking about the moves you need to make. See, you already lost, okay? Because the problem that you have lost in is because you are sitting here being you're overthinking the moves that you have to do with the woman. Like I said before, B, the problem is that this is part of why you mess up because you're in the feminine right now. And this is not a knock on you because I like the question. You're in the feminine. And what I mean by you being in the feminine is that your emotions right now are reinforming, they're reinforcing your negative expectations that you're living up to. See, because you have no sense of self, the expectation is that when I get around a woman, I don't know what to do. When I get around a woman, she's better than me, and you don't realize you're doing that. And in your question, by saying what you're saying right now, reinforces the negative, okay? Remember what you're saying to yourself, okay? Whatever emotions that you're feeling for a woman, especially when you're in the feminine, is going to really reinforce the negative expectation because you have made it about the woman versus making it about you. And so because you made it about the woman, what's happening now is she is in your mind rent-free. Once the woman is in your mind, it's checkmate, guys. It's checkmate, okay? It is checkmate because you are at that point playing and catching up to her. When she's in your mind the way she shouldn't be, this is why it is hard to win that battle because every battle you're facing on an emotional level. Think about what you're saying. You're overthinking things, okay? And you say this tends to happen when they are not texting as much as other females. But see, that's what I'm saying. You are being played right now by yourself, not the woman. But like yesterday, you're not interesting enough for a woman to even talk to you because she knows she already has you. And that's where you lost, my brother. He says, when it comes to having a conversation with other people, I find myself stuck in my mind without saying, I am. I just, dude, listen, please don't ask me two questions back to back. I'll block you. You already asked me and I told you. This is what I'm saying, man. Why is it when I say shit to you guys, y'all don't listen, man? I don't understand. I just don't understand. I just told you what you need to do, brother, and you are asking me the same asinine question. Jesus Christ. God damn. Hey, thank you, CP. I appreciate that, man. The thing is, gentlemen, I'm sorry, let me take this down. The thing is that for all you guys out here, is that how can you get the result you want for yourself when the result is already set in stone through the fake and false expectation? You say you want women, but you actually don't. That's not the expectation. That's the fantasy and the daydream. Because you're saying, I want to get women, right? Which is okay to say. But because you have nothing to reinforce whatever it is you want, you're going to fall back to your negative expectations that are always going to put you in reaction. And then that's why you guys build these thrones and temples for these women. Let's get to this question. What do you think about timing and making the right move at the right time? What do you mean timing? Everything I'm telling you is about time and position. Here we go. This girl I know recently ended a relationship, and I believe that she wants to rebuild fun. Wait, this girl I recently ended her relationship. This girl I know recently ended her relationship. And I believe she may want some rebound fun. Oh, she ended a relationship with a guy. But this is a dog. This is what Anthony, this is what I understand. Help me out with this. Thank you, 135 likes. Listen. This is why y'all lose. This is a great question. But it's also why you guys don't have game. Why do you guys think? Okay. I don't know. Hey, Freelance, can you do me a favor, Freelance? Freelance, you're my quick draw McGraw. Freelance, can you look up the book called The Rules? When did that book come out, Freelance? Can you pull that up, please? When did that book come out? It was called The Rules. It was for women. When did that book come out, Freelance? Please look that up, because I want to make sure I got the date right. Look up the book. It was called The Rules, and it was a book for women to live by a certain set of rules to do things with guys. See, what you're doing is you're doing exactly what that book is doing for the women. You actually, see, y'all guys act like, or excuse me, you're not busy, but you pretend that you're busy because you think if I show her I have a life, that she's going to want you that much more. Here's my question. Why do you want to take your... Okay, why do you want to take your time? Thank you. Well, Philip, S.C. Philip, I think Philip got you before, Freelance. What I'm saying is, and again, that's what I'm saying. That's how old that shit is. What I'm saying is this. If you know she wants to have fun, or if you don't know, why is it that you don't find out if she has fun? Listen, this is where y'all go wrong. Please understand. I appreciate y'all guys. Why are you asking me if you should make it happen? You have got to go to your office space, your boardroom. You've got to talk to your boardroom. You've got to talk to not only your boardroom, but you've got to talk to your Senate and figure out your law on this, man. I am not you, and I cannot tell you to make it happen or chill, but I can tell you why you're fucking up, because you're fighting, do I need to make it happen or do I need to chill, versus just doing it. Again, sir. Do you ask yourself, well, I want something to drink. Do I make it happen right now or do I chill on it? I've got to get my car keys. Do I do it right now or do I chill on it? This is why y'all guys lose, because y'all ain't even – you have got to create your standard and your expectation in action. And what you're saying is reaction, okay? Reaction, okay? And that's where you're going wrong, all right? And what I'm saying is what's important for you, okay, is that you have got to know what is the expectation that you have of yourself. Once you have the, okay, let me give you an example. If I'm messing with, all right, say we just spitting a little bit, right? And she's in a relationship, okay? And then all of a sudden, she lets it known that she's out of a relationship. But don't you think she's already telling me what the deal is once she I don't, listen, I don't go to her. You really? No, she comes to me. She tells me what the fuck is going on. I'm not asking her what the fuck, and I don't care what's going on. She'll tell me what's going on, and then I'll take the proper moves. And if she's done with a guy, and if she's not doing the motherfucker, whatever I want her to do, either she's going to do it or I'm going to dismiss her fucking ass. But I don't understand the problem here. You're sitting here running, if you should take your time, then you ain't, you want some feminine ass shit. Well, what, you want to row on the boat a little bit? What, you want to push her on a swing or go to a fucking wheat field and run? You know, you tell her to go, what, 50 feet, keep going back. Okay, you ready? Now, 1, 2, 3, and you open your arms and you run towards each other. I mean, what the fuck do you want to do? Come on, man. This is why y'all losing, man. You're setting rules. See, every rule you are setting up as in, let me take my time. Let me act like I'm busy. Let me act like I have a life. Let me pretend all this shit. This is why you don't get anywhere, because you are hitting your reaction or your negative expectations perfectly. That's why you're not ever moving forward, because you actually think what you're doing is right when everything you're doing is wrong. Next question. Let me get to this one. Is there something wrong with a woman asking a man to dance? No, I don't. Yeah, I've had women offer me drinks, ask me to dance. I've had women come. Because you remember, Red, when I used to do poetry, I mean, just the poetry alone, man, when I would go up on stage and I would get done, the women would buy me drinks. Groups of women at a table would wave at me. Someone would come up to me and tell me how it is and can I have a seat and all this other stuff. So they would come at me. So, yeah, of course, there's nothing wrong with that. It should. And listen, what is weird is, why shouldn't you? I mean, guys, if a woman doesn't come up to you any time in your life, there's something wrong here. There's got to be something wrong, man. All right, let's get to the next one. How do you value a woman from your perspective? I don't value a woman until she shows me she's worth my my curiosity, my attention, my time, and my respect. And then I will consider value in her when I can see what she's doing for me versus not doing anything at all. So her value isn't based off of her body. Her value is based off of her knees getting scuffed up. She have to get a bag on her shoulder because she's vacuuming, cooking, cleaning, massaging, and doing everything I expect her to do to get the dick. So I don't give value right off the bat. Why would I do that? Why would I be a surface dweller? I ain't doing that shit. How can I use my talent as a writer to create my own game? Then I'm not. You better get into poetry. You better get into it like yesterday. Because the only way you're going to have a mouthpiece is learn how to be smooth. The only way you can be smooth, sensual, sexual, romantic, kinky, dirty, nasty, natty, nasty, is by learning words. Why do you think they're groupies with artists? Doesn't matter what artist it is. Why do you think they have a set of groupies? Because the words touch them in ways that you can't even understand right now, sir. Next thing is, Steve, I'm going to my first open mic. No, go out there and do that shit. Just do that shit. Just do that. Just do it. Don't be afraid. Just do it. Good questions, guys. Keep going. Guys, lines over if y'all want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056 is the number. We're chopping it up. Y'all got questions? We got you. We're answering it. what I'm saying with you guys is that you are unfortunately providing negative behaviors when you set negative expectations, because you don't even realize that you're being led by running behind a woman. Thank you, 144 likes. Wait a second. All right. Well, then listen, you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. I can't help you. I'm sorry, G. I can't help you. You're in the wrong place. I'm gonna move on. I'm not even gonna give that a second thought of an answer. You're in the wrong place, dog. You should keep him in here. Don't kick him out, but you're in the wrong place, man. This is a man's space, dog. We ain't on no bitch ass shit. Man, you know what you sound like? Hey, I am on Netflix. There was a show called a British, you know, I love British shows and shit, because I love how they bloaty talk. There's this Netflix show called You Don't Know Me. I don't know you, or you don't know me, or something like that. And I'm watching this shit because it's kind of interesting, because the guy's in jail, because it looks like it's a murder mystery type thing. Come to find out, everything he's doing is because of a woman. I said, man, this super sip ass shit, man. If you want a suggestion, R14, go to my website and listen to my poetry I have. That's all you need. Next one. How long did it take you to write your book? I've been writing it for decades. I just didn't feel it was necessary to put it out. It's been written for decades. I've been adding to it. That's why it's over 600 pages long. It's been written for a long, long time. You know what I mean? Let me continue this. But back to what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not going to answer that simp ass shit. Anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, okay? Most of you guys will always lose in all of this, okay? Because you got to understand this. If y'all don't understand anything I'm saying, the reason why you can't move forward and stand on your own square when you are emotionally letting a woman in your mind is because that emotion clouds your judgment. It clouds your decisions. It clouds your thinking. And one cannot move and be man when woman is clouding what he's doing. So what's happening is you actually think that the path that you're taking is the right path because your mind is reinforcing the thought of what you're doing. And that's why your feelings towards the woman is going to identify your emotions, and it's going to squash how to be a man, because everything you want to do as a man is a daydream and a fantasy. That's something that you aspire to be versus be. You're looking at being a man is like going through fire and stuff like that. But you being emotionally caught up in a woman feels like it's right. It feels like it's home. It feels like it's something I have to do. And that's because nobody's ever told you about negative emotions. How do you resolve unresolved insecurities? Did rage? I'm telling you right now, you cannot resolve it yourself. The only way you can resolve it is by finding a teacher to help you focus on you to get rid of that false story that you have in your head, okay? That's the problem. Let me see here. Ryan B, I'm not answering your question because we don't talk about that stupid shit on this thing. We don't talk about that shit here, dog, because we don't give a fuck about that stupid shit. Thank you, Liberty Guy. I appreciate that. Let's keep going. Brian says, Brian with an I, I'm a Brian with a Y. But what should I say to a girl I want to get to know on an intimate level? She says I'm cool, but she has a girlfriend. It's not looking for anything like that. Well, all you got to do is just let her know. Just get back at, leave her candle in the window. just get back at me when you have some fun. You know what I am. You know what I want. Just holler back at me. That's it. Don't complicate this more than what it seems. Get back at me when you want to do something. But until then, you know, keep that shit pushing. I mean, this is not complicated what I'm saying to you. What's complicated is, see, the problem is that you have a thought of, I want to become a man. I want to get over my insecurities. I want to be good with women, right? I want to get over fear. I want to get over anxiety. But why, do you want to know why you're not doing it or getting it? Is because you're trying to solve something you shouldn't have inside of you in the first place. How can you solve a feminine trait and be a man? It doesn't work that way. You cannot win when you're trying to solve and fix an emotion. That's the trick. And that's why you're always emotionally involved and caught up with women, because you're actually being tricked, okay? You're being tricked. G, what do you have right here? G is saying, G, all you got to do is get with me. You know, kissing 101, five play, master the bedroom, fucking 101, kissing 101, making out, all those things. If you we got out on the website, it's all there, brother. But here's the problem. You can't improve when you're trying. All right. G. If you would have said, what can I do to improve sex for myself? Then you would be on the right pathway. But because you said you want to make it better for her, then she's the expectation. She's in, you can't, I don't understand that y'all don't get it, okay? Anything that you say and anything that you do that has the word woman in it shows that she is already living in your mind for free. It's one thing to have the thought of what the woman, but have the answer ready to go that squashes the thought. But you don't have that, gentlemen, because y'all have to understand that y'all are not making it because y'all are worshiping women way too much. You're making it everything about the woman. I keep telling you, this is a man mindset. This is not about the woman. It is about the communication that you have with yourself. The communication, gentlemen, that you have for yourself. See, you guys don't even realize that you're holding yourself to a false understanding. Okay? All right? Well, G, you said you said that you like sipping. That's why we can't talk to you. Yeah, you know that's what you said. I just read what you said. You know what you wrote. You said you simp. So I can't help you if you simp. So don't try to back out now. That's what you do, dog. I don't understand how you grown man don't think y'all can't do. When you type something, that's what you mean, dog. Don't worry about it. I'm not mad at you. You can stay in here, but this shit just ain't for you. We don't help simps out. See, because everything that I do is at my core, and everything I do is for me. putting my bid in for me, pleasing her for me. Everything I do is for me, because I am not going to sit and fantasize and daydream of what it will be like. I am creating my new reality of what influences me. I am interesting because I put myself first. I am interesting because I have a high standard to keep reaching my expectations every day. The reason why I love cartoons and the reason why I'm a big kid, the reason why I stayed up last night watching Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the reason why I'm going to be up later on tonight playing a game, I might, when I do my exercising, I might have to put that shit live where y'all can watch me play this game, man. This new Kung Fu game, oh my God, I can't wait to play that in the morning. Oh my God, I don't even know if this shit's out right now. I'm so geeked up on this shit. Hold on a second, I gotta make sure that motherfucker's out yet. Let me see here. I think it's out. It's gonna come out now, or is it out now? If it's out now, wait, let me see here. Okay, wait. Oh, I need to buy. Oh, I'm gonna buy this bitch. Oh, I gotta buy the game. Shit, here I am. Wait, manage included with Game Pass. All right, let me. All right, I gotta look at that shit again. Maybe I didn't buy it. I thought I had it. Huh. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at some shit. All right, let me get back to this thing. Huh, that's interesting. All right. Yeah, excuse me. I'm doing something. It's called, hold on, let me, all right, I got to get that shit. My bad, dog. I guess I didn't buy it. I thought I had it down. Anyway, I'm sorry. So, I mean, it's your question. But anyway, what I'm saying is for you guys out there, is that my thing that I'm trying to get you guys to do is that because I'm a big-ass kid and everything, I'm a what I call a visionary. I don't daydream. I don't fantasize. And for all you guys out here saying, the game is called N-A-R-A, a.k.a. Naraka, N-A-R-A-K-A. N-A-R-A-K-A, guys. If y'all guys got that, it's a Kung Fu open world the last one standing, man. It's not shooting. It's Kung Fu. So I'm all geeked on that. Me and my boys can get that. But anyway, I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is this to you guys out here. The reason why you guys out here cannot see what I'm trying to tell you is because you gentlemen out here are not visionaries. You daydream and fantasize, but you are not a visionary. There is nothing set of what you have to do. You just dream of what you have to do, but you're not doing anything, and this is the problem. This is why y'all don't, because you're not a visionary. You dream of having women, or you fantasize of having women. I don't do that shit. Let me see, 10 o'clock, January 22nd, 10. Wait, okay. Wait, I do own this shit. Hold on. All right, I got to make sure. I just got to look at that shit. I see what the fuck. Wait, it's installed. Okay. All right, it's good. All right. I just look at it. Okay. So what I'm saying to you guys out here, all you guys listening to me, this is why y'all are having the problems that y'all are doing, because why are you not a visionary? And what we will discuss, I probably might do that Thursday. We'll probably do a show Thursday. We'll discuss the vision. You got to look beyond what you see. You got to look beyond what you see. And thank you for 157 likes. And the reason why I say that is because just because you want it to happen, guess what? It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It doesn't mean it's going to work just because you want it to work. But then lies the question. This is where y'all go wrong, because you stop at this is what I want. You don't even think about what to do if it doesn't work. You only stop at, well, I want a woman and I want to see her. But what if it doesn't go your way? What are you going to do then? Thus, you don't know what you're going to do then, which will stop you from even doing it, because then you're afraid of doing it because you're afraid the repercussions that it might not work. So then you self-sabotage yourself. See how that all connects, gentlemen? See how it all goes down where it doesn't work for you? Oh, he's not talking to me. He's saying G. I don't know what you're talking about. Who is G? I don't know what a G is. I don't know what he's talking about, so I don't know what he means by that. V, did you just hear what I just said, brother? Let me just keep going. I don't know, man. Maybe I need to write it backwards with the E backwards and shit. I don't know. It is okay to have disappointments. But the disappointment that you should have is not actually the disappointment that all you feel when you get around a woman. The disappointment should be when you give her your number. The disappointment isn't her saying no. Because a man even has a vision. He knows that through the vision, there's going to be times where things are not going to work out. And because those things don't work out, he expects to go back in the film room to make the proper adjustments of what he's got to do. Things are not going to work out, and that's okay, because I am not defined by what happens. I'll never be defined by that. But what you guys don't see is that when you have game and you see it the way I'm trying to show you, think of her saying no as just a current or something that doesn't even pull you. You've got to be the wind, you've got to be the compass, and you must be able to steer in the direction you want to go. The currents are always going to move wherever the ocean takes the current. You can't control a current, but you can go through that motherfucker if you have the right wind and the right sails up. All right, so lines are down. If you have questions, we will open up questions if y'all have questions. Lines are down, so we're going to shut lines down. Lines are down. So if y'all got questions, go ahead.